Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on a Tremendous Tuesday.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 keys to praying for money.
Praying for
you
money.
You know, there are many examples to follow in life. I've been honored to meet presidents, prime ministers, Congressional Medal of Honor recipients, leaders in business and entertainment. But frankly, I never met a man greater than my father, who went to heaven on October 18th, 2020, the 74th anniversary of the wedding anniversary of my parents. Amazing man, and of course my mom's an amazing woman as well. But let's get to the teaching, and we may come back to that. There are times in our lives when we just need more money. I'm not being prophetic, presumptuous, or provocative. Sometimes we need more money. Or if you prefer, more money. We want to share with you 7 keys on how to pray for more money. Number one, be in right standing with God. God is not a spare tire that we take out when we hit an economic pothole, hindering our journey toward financial freedom. I remember sitting on an airplane once, watching people with coach tickets put their bags in first class bins and walk away. As I sat reflecting on how some people want what they're unwilling to pay for, the Lord stirred the following in me. He said, "That's the way many of my children are. They want the benefit of my blessings without paying the price or earning the right to be blessed." Some of God's children want to walk in divine health without exercising their faith or believing for God's healing virtue to flow over them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Some of God's children want to be in His presence without spending the time necessary to develop an intimacy with Him. Some of God's children want to be successful in life without having meditated on the Word day and night. Some of God's children want what others have without being willing to pay the price to achieve it. Some of God's children want to be blessed financially without having activated the laws of seed time and harvest. There are people who want the prosperity of God without having the relationship. It just doesn't work that way. Fortunately, God keeps His own books.
Hallelujah.
When a person has one foot in the world and one foot in the Word, it doesn't average out. Consider this analogy. If you put one foot in hot boiling water and the other in freezing cold water, would the temperature on your body average out to be lukewarm? I don't think so. There's a price to be paid for walking in the blessing and the benefits of our Heavenly Father. We must have a personal relationship with Him and an insatiable desire to spend time in His presence. Proverbs 8:32, Message Bible. So my dear friends, listen carefully. Those who embrace these ways are most blessed. Mark a life of discipline and live wisely. Don't squander your precious life. Bless the man, bless the woman who listens to me. Awake and ready for me each morning. Alert and responsive as I start my day's work. When you find me, you find life, real life. You say nothing of God's good pleasure. But if you wrong me, you damage your very soul. When you reject me, you're flirting with death.
Number 2, the authority of our prayer requests must be God's word. We talk about it every day. Our appeal must fulfill the clear will of God. In praying for money, we need to understand what money is for. And here are 7 scriptural reasons why God wants us to prosper. First, God promised it. In Deuteronomy 8:18, first scripture I cut my teeth on when I was learning about money. What a powerful scripture. Deuteronomy 8:18, this in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day." Second, he wants you to know, he wants us to know where the money is coming from. Ecclesiastes 5:19, Classic Amplified says, "And every man to whom God hath given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them and to accept his appointed lot and rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God to him." And third, God blesses us so we can bless other people.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9:10-11, New Living Translation. "For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Fourth, our success gives God pleasure." It's a great scripture, Psalm 35:27. 35:27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant."
Hallelujah.
And fifth, God wants you to prosper in every way. 1 Kings 2:3, Classic Amplified. We like to call it the 401k.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, maybe not. Okay, keep the charge of the Lord your God. Walk in his ways. Keep his statutes, his commandments, his precepts, and his testimonies that is written in the law of Moses, that you may do wisely and prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. That's New Testament is even better. 6, God blesses us so we can bless other people. Acts 3:25, Classic Amplified says, "You are the descendants, sons of the prophets, and the heirs of the covenant which God made and gave to your forefathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, the heir, meaning Jesus, shall all the families of the earth be blessed and benefited." When we have Jesus, we benefit other people.
Absolutely.
We have that authority and ability. 7, God even tells us how to become prosperous. In Joshua 1:8, Classic Amplified, Joshua 1:8, we teach it all the time. Talk about reading your Bible and doing what it says. This is what Joshua 1:8 says. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that's written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. That is powerful.
Honey. It is powerful. All 7 of those are. Mm. Number 3, there must be no unforgiveness in our hearts. We talked about this recently, but Listen, the only way to reap financially in the kingdom of God is to sow financial seeds.
That's right.
Galatians 6:7, Classic Amplified. "Do not be deceived, deluded, and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by the mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God." Here it comes. "For whatever man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap." There is one thing that can hinder your financial seeds from generating a proper harvest. Matthew 5:23-24, Message Bible. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and are about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you. Abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to the friend and make things right. Then and only then come back and work things out with God. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, They'll make it right, even before giving an offering. The scripture clearly states that our offering will be hindered if there's offense in our hearts. It's so important that the scripture says to drop everything and deal with it immediately. Here's an absolute fact. No matter how much you need or want money in your life, if you have unforgiveness, well, it's not happening. Repent, forgive, receive.
Number four, we must follow scriptural principles in seeking more money. Isaiah 1:16-17. Isaiah 1 verses 16 and 17, Classic Amplified says, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do right. Seek justice, relieve the oppressed and correct the oppressor. Defend the fatherless, plead for the widow." In that passage of scripture, we find seven things we all need to do if we want to prosper financially and really any other way.
That's right.
First, we need to wash ourselves inside and out. Second, stop looking at evil. Third, stop doing evil. Fourth, learn to do right. Fifth, bring relief to those who are oppressed. Sixth, care for the orphans. Seventh, help the widows.
Wow.
Great ways to start. Isaiah 1:16-19 is an amazing passage of scripture. You should read it in the Living Bible. It's amazing. You would enjoy it. And feeling, you know, we're feeling stirred. Maybe we'll teach on that at some point in the future.
I think so,
but
too.
Today, we're not going to finish this.
No,
we just
not.
Had too much good stuff to talk about.
I know.
So
I
tomorrow,
know.
We will pick it up.
And I want to tell you, the scriptures we've covered today, mm-hmm. life-changing.
Yep.
Life-changing.
And we had a good friend have a birthday yesterday. His name is Dave. He lives in Raleigh.
Yes.
And we totally
he
let
is
it slip.
Such an amazing guy.
And his wife is dynamic.
No doubt.
All right.
And he has an...
We hope it was a great birthday for him.
I know. He has an amazing sense of humor. They both do. Truly great friends of ours.
Yep.
And they bless us all the time.
They do.
Hallelujah.
Prayer and,
and other ways.
Other ways. That's it.
Happy birthday, Dave. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.